The bickering Senate Committee on Rules will come to order. We have one item on our agenda, Senate Bill 376, so I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 376.
Madam Chair and members, Senate Bill 376 requires Senate confirmation of gubernatorial appointments for the Director of Housing and Community Services Department and the Director of State Department of Energy. There are no amendments being offered. There is no fiscal revenue impact associated with this bill. No revenue impact associated with this bill, and fiscal paperwork indicates that there is a minimal impact.
Okay. Senator Hensel.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. For the record, Bill Hensel, Senate District 29, Northeast and North Central Oregon. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you today to speak about Senate Bill 376, a technical fix to the Department of Energy and Department of Housing. The bill states that the directors of these two departments must be confirmed by the Senate after they've been appointed by the governor. My goal in this bill is to bring the agencies that have director appointment by the governor in line with other agencies that have them that are also Senate confirmed. Department of Energy has actually proposed a bill to make their director Senate confirmed. It's Senate Bill 99, which is currently sitting in the Senate Business Committee awaiting a hearing. Again, this is I look at it as a technical fix to bring the two departments in line with all the other governor-appointed director departments. Transparency on the executive branch by the legislature. Thank you very much. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, questions from the committee. Senator Beyer.
So why is this a technical fix other than a policy choice?
I would be happy to, Madam Chair.
That's the best Jackie Gleason impression I've ever seen.
I think it's a technical policy fix.
That's good.
There you go.
And you're sticking with it.
You're in the right place. You're in a policy committee, so that's good.
Yeah. I think just generally, as we've looked at the different ways that the department chairs are appointed, it's widely across the board. I personally feel that it's healthy to have senatorial oversight or senatorial confirmation wherever possible. And for whatever reason, we've got different rules for different appointments. I actually had another bill which I pulled at this point that would make all of the department heads Senate confirmed, but we may have some constitutional issues that are beyond, but these two seem to, they were in a separate bill because currently we, as far as I can tell, we would not have a constitutional issue.
Senator Beyer, follow up, please.
Senator, because you've looked at it, I'll ask this question. Some of the boards and commissions are appointed by the board and commission.
Correct.
But I think most of those are still subject to Senate confirmation. I'm thinking of Fish and Wildlife or Forestry.
Well, let me, Madam Chair and Senator Beyer, Fish and Wildlife, as I understand it, the commission members are appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate. But that board, the commission members, actually appoint the director.
And that is not confirmed by the Senate. I think the same thing is true of the Environmental Quality Commission.
They're not confirmed by the Senate, and nor are they necessarily confirmed by the governor.
Governor, that's right.
Yeah. It's an independent board.
Please follow up.
So one of the issues, I don't know where they're going here, one of the recommendations that came out of the energy oversight was that department is one of the few that doesn't have an oversight board, and the recommendation is to appoint one. And there are alternatives in there, but one of the alternatives would be subject to the board you're talking about, that director then would be chosen by the board or the commission, whatever we call it. Would that change the nature of this then? Because this speaks to appointments by the governor.
Mm-hmm. Chair Burdick, Senator Beyer, the reason these two bills and our research, that reason that we bring them before you is that they're currently, they're appointed by the governor with no oversight by anybody else, as far as we can tell. As we did some more research, it looked like the, and they're here to the room today and can answer for themselves, but the department was actually promoting a bill to have that
same thing happen.
Confirmation. So we in our research, we found two departments that it would appear to us that we could do, and LC seemed to agree, and that was the Department of Housing and the Energy Department.
Are there any other departments that don't have commissions?
Don't know that.
Like Ag? I mean, you'd be familiar with
Ag
that.
Does, but Ag theirs has, is a non, they don't, they're advisory.
The Board of Agriculture is advisory.
And we do confirm the director
of
agriculture. And they are confirmed. The board members are confirmed.
We
they don't hire the director.
The governor appoints, and we confirm on.
And not the Agriculture Advisory Committee. At least I don't remember.
No, there are a lot of agriculture.
I'm saying the director.
The director that we confirm.
Right.
Yeah.
And the governor. Purposes.
Governor appoints. We confirm.
Right.
That's an example of what these bills would bring them in line with.
Right.
But in our research, we found that there was quite a wide variety, and probably goes back historically. Some of them are embedded in the Constitution, some of them, which I think ODF&W is, that's going to be. But my overall thought was I think it's healthy to have that confirmation process. I think that's good, to bring the legislative into it. And then secondly, I think if we had some uniformity, there was some positiveness with that as well. So that's, these were two that appeared that would not, that didn't have constitutional problems or other issues that would be easy to start with, if that's the desire of the committee and the Senate. But now, that was the reason for that.
So I'm assuming, Senator Beyer, you've been working on the Energy Department issue, and you're talking about a commission for energy. Are you all envisioning a board that would be confirmed by the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, you probably wouldn't have confirmation of the director of Department of Energy then.
There are different versions that are out there. I mean, Senator Olson has a couple, and there are actually two different ones that have been introduced by myself and the co-chair of the Oversight Committee.
Because I don't know of an agency, correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone knows, but I don't know of an agency that has a board subject to confirmation where the director is also subject to confirmation. It's one or the other.
I don't know.
Okay.
Didn't we just say agriculture?
Well, but agriculture doesn't have a board that's confirmed by the Senate.
I thought the Board of Agriculture was.
I thought we did.
The Ag has a number of advisory committees, but there is a Board of Agriculture.
Yes, there is.
That is, I believe, is confirmed by the Senate.
Okay, I'm
there's
really
an example
wrong. I don't.
Both
I,
of them
just,
would be.
I just don't. Now you're from rural Oregon, so you should know the answer to that question.
So you should know this.
I think Senator Roblin is correct. I think if I were to make a statement here, the Board of Agriculture and the Director of Agriculture are both confirmed by the Senate.
That's
I'm pretty sure that's
to be
right.
The case too.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look into that. Other questions from the committee? Thank you.
Well, I was going to say one other thing. You know, even if we go with this, there's no reason why it couldn't be switched over to another form. But I just like the idea generally, however it comes about, to have oversight. You know, a confirmation by our body, I think it adds transparency, and plus it's the...
I think it's the concept is mutually exclusive
right.
Anyway.
Right.
And we've got a precedent, but it's not mutually exclusive.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have the agencies, Michael Kaplan and Margaret Salazar.
I've got to run to another committee, so...
Okay, you're missing all the fun.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, thank you for having me today for the record. I'm Michael Kaplan, director of the Oregon Department of Energy. We are neutral on today's bill, but with a slight nuance that we also have a bill that we are supportive of that does the exact same thing, which is Senate confirmation for the director of the Department of Energy. Only neutral today because of, obviously, this involves another state agency. Anecdotally, I've had Senate confirmation for the director on my whiteboard for more than 2 years at the department. I believe this is an incredibly important step for the legislature to take in terms of the revitalization and sort of improvement of the department. Primarily, I think it offers our stakeholders throughout the state an opportunity to interface with you about the governor's choice for director. I think it's a good accountability measure, and I think it's, given the policy choices and the responsibilities that the department is taking on, a relationship coming in the door directly with the Senate, I think, is a really valuable, useful tool. So, neutral on this specific bill, really supportive of the concept. Obviously, Senate Bill 99 is our version that's out there currently. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
And is that bill, where is that bill now in the process, Senate Bill 99?
Chair Burdick, it's in committee. I think it's in business, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Great. Thank you so much, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Margaret Salazar, and I'm the new director of Oregon Housing and Community Services. I do have a whiteboard, but it's only been on my wall for about 3 months because I'm still a new agency director. We have no position on this bill. I want to thank the committee for your interest in our agency. I would just note that our agency does have a 9-member Housing Stability Council, which is our governing body, and the members of that council are confirmed by the Senate, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Does that council pick the director?
No, it does not.
Appointed by the governor?
The director is appointed by the governor.
Great. Senator Beyer.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm curious. When you say they're your governing board, what does that mean? What is the extent of their authority?
Certainly, Senator and Chair, thank you for the question. So our agency has gone through a couple of restructurings in the last few years, some significant restructurings and reorganizations. And one of the activities that my predecessor undertook was consolidating a number of advisory committees on specific programs and policies into one policy-making body, which is that Housing Stability Council. So they have the authority to set and drive policy and also approve any financial transactions that our organization puts forward. So they do not have the fiscal governance charge. They do review and approve our budget before it is submitted to the governor's office. They don't have the personnel charge. So they do not, for example, select the director or any other executives at the agency.
Do they approve administrative rules?
They participate in the rulemaking process.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure what accrue administrative rules, exactly what that question means, but they weigh in on...
Approve. He said approve.
Yeah, so they...
Approve.
Excuse me, I misheard you. They do participate in the rulemaking process and provide input in the rulemaking drafting.
But the rulemaking process itself is driven by the director?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting structure. Okay. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we'll hang on to this for a little bit, and we will close the public hearing. And that completes our business, so we are adjourned. And that completes our business, so we are adjourned.